The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. A carnivorous pitcher plant dwells in the nutrient-poor peat swamps of the forests of Borneo. It's not a very effective carnivore by itself. Its pitcher-shaped leaves lack the slippery walls and viscous, elastic, strongly corrosive fluid that makes those of its relatives such effective death traps. However, these pitcher plants do apparently have unusual support on their side. Ants. The carnivorous plants have swollen tendrils at the base of each pitcher that serve as homes for the insects and as a food source in the form of nectar secreted on the pitcher rims. In return, the ants apparently provide a host of services for the pitcher plants. They clean the pitcher mouth to keep it slippery enough to catch prey. They attack weevils that would otherwise munch on the plant. They cart off the remains of large prey from the pitchers that would otherwise rot. And they lie in ambush under the pitcher's rim and systematically attack any of the plant's prey that attempt to escape the traps. Oh, and their droppings fertilize the plants.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.